Hello and welcome to FinShots Daily. In today's episode, we talk about why inheritance tax may or may not be a good idea. Before we start today's episode, we have a question for you. Do you want to be the one writing and editing the FinShots content that goes into our podcasts and our newsletters? Well, we might have a role for you that involves leading content initiatives on this front. If you have a background in finance or economics or narrative skills to transform dry financial data into engaging stories, then please apply using the link in the description below. Now, on to today's episode. If one has $100 million worth of wealth, when he dies, he can only transfer probably 45% to his children. 55% is grabbed by the government. That's an interesting law. It says you, in your generation, made wealth and you are leaving now, and you must leave your wealth for the public. Not all of it, half of it. Which to me sounds fair. What you just heard is what Sam Pitroda's take is on inheritance tax. And unless you've been living under a rock, you probably know that this man, who's a telecommunication engineer, entrepreneur, and also a former advisor to late former Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi, has sparked a political row with his statement. So let's look at this objectively. Is there a case for inheritance tax, or is it just a bad idea overall? Well, for starters, many institutions believe inheritance tax does have a place in the global economic system. In fact, it's something even the OECD, or the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, which is an intergovernmental organization, builds a case for. If you are wondering why, the simple answer is income inequality. Here's a rudimentary example. Just imagine, half of the world's population is rich and the other half is poor. Now let's assume that one person from each of these categories dies. What do you think would normally happen? Well, the rich chap would pass on all of the accumulated wealth to his heirs. The heirs didn't have to work to earn it. It's free money basically, and they can do whatever they wish with it. On the flip side, the poor chap who died wouldn't have been able to pass on much to his kith and kin. The heirs will have to work hard to break out of the cycle of poverty. And as of 2021, the wealthiest households, or the top 20% of it, in the OECD countries have received close to 50 times higher inheritances and gifts as compared to the poor households, or the bottom 20%. So there's little wealth that can multiply amongst the poor, and this means that the economic divide between rich and the poor only grows wider. This can be a problem in any society. Enter inheritance tax. With this, the economic divide could narrow down because the government can add this revenue to its coffers and simply redistribute it to the poorest sections of society in the form of social welfare schemes. It doesn't sound great for the rich, but it could bridge the economic divide a bit. Not just that, an inheritance tax can push heirs of the wealthy to earn their wealth by continuing to work. A 1993 study called the Carnegie Conjecture even had evidence of that. It found that people who received large amounts of inherited wealth were more likely to exit the labor force. Even if they continued to remain in the labor force, their earnings would grow slowly because they would rely on their inherited wealth and put in lower working hours as a result. Now that might not seem like too bad. But another 2018 study also found that for every euro of revenue raised directly from inheritance taxes, the government obtains an additional 9 cents of labor income tax revenue as a result of higher labor supply in net present value. These basic arguments are probably why a handful of countries globally, including the UK, France, Germany, Belgium, Japan, South Korea, Singapore, and some states in the US have some form of inheritance tax. It could be in the form of an inheritance tax that's charged directly to the folks who inherit their deceased parents' or relatives' wealth, or an estate tax that's slapped directly on the deceased by getting them to part with a portion of their wealth to the government, or even a wealth tax that targets the rich depending on the value of assets they hold at the end of every year. Now, it isn't as if India hasn't experimented with this. In fact, we did have inheritance tax in the form of an estate tax way back in the day, which was struck down in 1985 after nearly 3 decades. Why is that, you ask? According to then Finance Minister V.P. Singh, it didn't actually help reduce the unequal distribution of wealth or support states in financing development schemes for the poor. On the contrary, the government barely collected 20 crore rupees in revenues from this tax in FY85, which represented a measly 0.4% of the total direct tax collection. And splashing money in the form of administrative costs to recoup that drop in the tax ocean simply didn't make sense. So why is this even a debate again? Well, one argument is that the tax laws weren't well thought of back in the day. It's also something that the OECD points out. It believes that if governments have foolproof laws, taxing inheritances can actually give them a cost-benefit advantage as opposed to wealth taxes, simply because inheritance tax is a one-time payment. So there can't be a lot of ambiguity or even litigation that can arise from it. However, since wealth taxes are charged every year, it could turn out to be an expensive proposition for governments, since it can be hard to sort out administrative issues like taxing jointly held assets by multiple legal heirs or their country of residence. But then, there's the other side of the coin. Inheritance taxes can be deeply problematic. Nobody wants to part their wealth, especially when the primary motivation for generating such wealth could be their heirs. It could also leave less money in the hands of the ultra-rich, reducing investments they may make into businesses. And that could spiral into lower job creation, lower savings, and hinder economic growth. It's also why the US government's opposition party, the Republicans, have slipped in a bill to repeal its existing death tax laws. And that's not the only argument against it. When there's an inheritance tax, what do you think would be the first thing the rich would do? They would probably try to change the timing of when they would transfer wealth to their children. In some cases, they will transfer it inter vivos or when they're alive, if such taxes are lower than taxes that their children have to bear when they're gone. Otherwise, it will be moved to some form of a tax-exempt trust that will make the transfer easier. But that isn't even the biggest drawback. Inheritance tax can actually get the rich to park money or wealth in tax havens. They might even choose to give up their home citizenship and buy a passport in a country that doesn't go after their wealth. That will lead to a flight of wealth from the home country too. So yes, all this might defeat the purposes of an inheritance tax if such gaps aren't closed. Anyway, this isn't a new debate, and you can be sure it'll crop up again. But in the meantime, let us know what you think of inheritance taxes by writing to us at the rate FinShots. Thank you for listening to today's episode. FinShots Daily is available on a bunch of streaming platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. So make sure you follow us on your favorite podcast streaming platform. Until next time.